As I was reading this today, I was thinking about myself. The experience that I had years ago, we had just bought this church building. And you know, the church had been purchased in just a few weeks' time. We as a church had no money saved up at all. In our treasury, we used it all for the missionary work and gave it away and had no money for a building. And suddenly we had to buy a building because our place that we rented was sold and we had to get out. And so we moved, we looked for a place and found this place, and we had to have $40,000 right away. In about 3 weeks' time, $40,000, the people had given that money, it was all here. And we bought the building, and we saw how marvelously God moved. And then after a while, we needed money to fix it up, and God again gave us the opportunity to get the funds. This was a basketball court down here at that time, and this where I'm standing was a little higher. It was a stage, a real, where they had plays and, you know, entertainment for the neighborhood. They'd have the dance on the basketball floor. We found some of the circulars yet that they had when they advertised what a service they were doing to the neighborhood. And we wanted to change this into a meeting room and a prayer room, and it took a lot of work, and most of the work was done by the men of the church, and we, of course, had to get plumbing and heating contractors and electrical men and so on. And we were able to do that and get a loan for that, and everything went so quickly. We saw the hand of God. The things seemed to move so well. Everything moved so well. And just at the same time, we wanted to buy a Pilgrim camp. And we had looked around. We had been renting property on Lake George, and the camp children, it was mostly for children at that time, in fact, only for children. And there we had a rented place, and that was inadequate, and we went around to buy property. We went up and looked for a week. We spent real estate men around that lake, and there was no place that had a decent beach. And they were all so very, very expensive on Lake George. And finally, when we were praying one morning, we said, there must be other lakes around here. It doesn't have to be Lake George. And so we went to Warrensburg and asked there, are there any camps or any property available for a camp? And a man in Warrensburg told us there are two camps. One is Brant Lake, and the other one is on Friends Lake. And both of them are available, and you can see them. So we went up, and Friends Lake is a little closer, but we found out that you couldn't get in there in the springtime because the road had thawed out, and it was just one big mass of mud in spots, and no cars were going in. And so we drove on to Brant Lake and found the campgrounds there, and oh, we saw right away what a wonderful provision God has made for this camp and for this church, that we can have that camp. And you know, we came back here and we decided, I remember how we decided together, we're going to have faith now to buy Pilgrim Camp. We're going to just believe God ourselves. We're not going to bother anybody else, but we are going to band together and we're going to have faith. It seemed so easy, you see. The church had been bought so quickly, and the repairs were being taken care of, and it seemed so easy the way God moved. And we young fellows, we thought, we're going to do that too. And I just reminded of that today when I read about Gehazi here. He really wanted to have the power of God, and here was his chance to show what he could do. And God let him down. Nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened. He had to learn something, didn't he? He didn't know his God. He didn't have faith in his God. You know, you can have an empty form. And if you have a form, no matter how religious it is, if you don't have living faith, it's dead. Nothing will happen. You can lay Elisha's staff on the deadest person. And nothing will happen unless you have a living faith and a living contact with God. And we fellows, we got together, we men, we were gonna believe God. We came back to the church and told them about Brant Lake, and the brethren said, we can't buy Brant Lake. We just bought a church. We can't buy that camp. You know how much that camp cost? Was, I think at that time, was $18,000. Now that property is probably worth $250,000 to $300,000 today. It has really tremendously increased in value. But right after the war, most of the lake on the other side was empty. No places in there at all, hardly. A few camps, but empty. Lots of property to be had. And here we came, and the church said no. So we said, well, praise the Lord, we'll go ahead anyway. We'll buy the camp. We'll form our own corporation. If the church won't do it, why, we feel God wants us to do this thing. And so I remember how we banded together and we prayed that God would give us $18,000. You know how far we got? About $2,000. We weren't going to bother Uncle Hans. You know, we were going to believe God. Boy, do you know we had to go to Uncle Hans? Closing day came. The money had to be put on the line or you lost your deposit. And oh, I never forget those days or that day. We had to fall back on him. Well, somehow or other, he was able, by the help of the Lord, to come up with the money that was needed. But I saw something today. I thought, my, wasn't that kind of the Lord? Wouldn't we have felt like big shots if we had been able to come up with plenty of money to buy that camp without the Uncle Hans and without the church here and just go ahead, you know, believing God? God saw that. He saw our hearts. He knew we meant it well. But you know, there's always a danger of trying to be successful, trying to be somebody. And the Lord seemed to just give us the greatest and the nicest letting down. Never forgot it. Never will forget it. You know, but I saw today, what, how would it have turned out with my own heart and Pilgrim Camp and all of this work if we had been able in ourselves without getting down, depending on the church here, the will of God, the purpose of God, upon my uncle who was leading the work at that time under God. I think there would have been a great danger to rise up and act independently and think we can do it too. We are able. You know, God has to show us that we're not able. He has to show us that He alone is able. And sometimes there is within us a pride of heart, and we want to be used of God. We want to do great things for God. We read Hudson Taylor's statement, attempt great things and do great things and make, real steps of faith. And we feel as though all you have to do now is just agree with that, and you're okay. But God has something better for us. He wants to show us, first of all, His ways. What are God's ways? What did God have in mind? Oh, we had to learn some things, and we learned them, I think, from my uncle. Better to get down, first of all, to learn humility, to learn to get your head into the yoke of Christ. We don't like to obey, naturally speaking. We think we can become great saints without obedience. Never works. Oh, the most wonderful thing that you can do, brother and sister, is to learn to obey Jesus Christ and get down at His feet and let Him be Lord. That's worth a lot more to Him than we know. And the world is full of people today and full of churches and full of folks that are wanting to be something and do something great for God who have never learned to get down and obey the Lord. And you know they go astray. And it brings reproach upon the things of God and the work of Christ. And I'm so thankful today thinking about these things and saying, Lord, I'm glad. I'm glad you put the brakes on us there when we wanted to buy Pilgrim Camp and we young fellows were going to go right ahead and believe God and go ahead. Why wouldn't we have gotten inflated? Wouldn't we have had some story to tell, you know? We did it, and God never allowed it. But we needed to learn to get down. And we needed the ministry of my uncle. You know, he had been called by God over this work, and he had the word of God in his mouth, and we needed to stick close and get down and allow God to move the way he wanted to move. We've had all kinds of things throughout these years. Years ago, one of my own brothers, he got blessed in the army and the great revival meetings they had, and so he wanted to have revival meetings among the youth. He was inspired. He meant it well. He came back here. Now, we want meetings for the young people. We don't want any ministers to come to these meetings. We want to have our own meetings. You know, that's not God's way. It's never been God's way here. But the idea simply was we don't want to come down underneath the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And there have been a lot of frictions along that line. We don't like to fit in to God's way. And we like to go ahead and do things and show who we are and we know how to move the world, and we know how to save souls, and we know how to do it. And you know, it never worked out. Always petered out. Didn't work out. But there is a way, and that way is to seek the Lord and to find him, to get to Jesus. And he will work in our hearts as we come close to him, and he'll show us ourselves. That's where we don't like, what we don't like. And we don't like to go very far along that line because it's unpleasant. But when we allow Jesus to show us ourselves, then he shows us himself. And he says, say, you know, I'm the only one that's really able. Why don't you let me do it? Why don't you take me? Why don't you just lose yourself in myself and let me be everything to you? And you be nothing.